how the chairman let us move.
Well, then, does he have to let you? Can't somebody move to report to Bill?
We can do it, but he could stall. All those things could, you know, come about and never get to it and let time run out. And I'm afraid that might be a problem. But assuming that we can get to a vote tomorrow, my hard-nosed count says that I think I would probably have 12 votes for sure. For. Mm-hmm. I think you got 10 against. Mm-hmm. I think you got about 6 that would probably vote if they could satisfy themselves that they got plenty of time or if other things could come about. For instance, John Bell Williams. Oh, he said he'd sign it the minute if the president would declare it a national emergency.
That's what the bill does.
No bill.
The bill has to make the finding. No court will uphold the president unless he has a finding by the Congress and standards for the Congress. That's what's wrong with the other bill. I had 8 lawyers in here debated till midnight. The Congress, the reason we got 3 separate independent branches of government, so that one can check on the other. And the function of the Congress is to make the findings that constitute war and constitute peace, that constitute emergencies and don't constitute emergencies. Taft-Hartley Act, you determine what is an emergency and you make a finding. The Railway Labor Act, you determine what is emergency. And you say if they go out on strike, if they won't work, if the railroad's gonna shut down, then the president can. He is hereby authorized, subject to these conditions, to do so and so. And that's what this bill does. The Attorney General's drafted this bill. He's drafted it with that in mind. So the Congress makes the finding that this adversely affects interstate commerce. It cannot make a finding that it's a national security or emergency because it's just not true. It's like my making a finding, you're 4 years old. You're not. So I can't make a finding it affects the health of the people as the Railway Labor Act. I make a finding in this bill that it seriously affects interstate commerce, which you have jurisdiction.
Clearly, and that's the language of the bill.
That's right.
But Wirtz has testified over and over and over that this is not a matter of national emergency.
That's right. Under the terms of...
What I'm saying is that John Bell just said, well, if the president says this is a matter of national emergency, I'll vote for it in a second.
Well, I can't do that.
I know, but I'm just giving you his comment to me this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I think he was kind of relishing the idea that he could kind of get even with the administration.
That's right. There are 11 Republicans up there, they tell me, that have said that they want to make me recommend the bill before they'll vote for it.
That's right. I'll find that out. Now, John Bell is one. Lee O'Brien from New York just said that he told Staggers that he'd vote with him. He said, now, Staggers ought to vote for this bill, and this would be a good one way to prove that Staggers not in their hip pocket. And I said, well, you know that's what they're saying. Yeah, I know it. And he said, I'm going to talk to him. O'Brien would if Staggers would release him, but he kind of told him he'd go along with him at this point, you see. Springer, well, he said he just kind of mad at both, and he just doesn't know about this thing, but he's just trying to pin it on the administration. Younger, he says, well, I'm not happy about these guidelines. These guidelines are phony, and they ought to be erased. These people are tired of more money. They ought to be made to go back to work. Devine says, well, I've got 3 bills on this thing. I'm trying to say they got to go back to work, but now I'd vote for it if I could get them, so I'm satisfied we got the right bill. But what that means is they stall for at least 1 or 2 days or some such time. Mm. Bar Hill said, well, he could go for it. He'd vote it out if he could get Section 2 corrected. I forgot just what Section 2 is, but that's one of the sections that he's concerned about. So that makes a total of 6 who would say, yes, they would, very likely, if, but it's one of these if ands and one of these things that would delay it. Now, on the no side, I think the vote no would be Friedle, McDonald, Moss, Dingell, Hewitt, Gilligan, Keith, Cunningham, and Adams. I do not know about Danny Ronan of Illinois, or Farnsley of Kentucky, or Nelson of Minnesota. I just couldn't catch him, just don't know.
That's all right.
Now, we cannot get Walter. I've called Amarillo and every place I know, just can't find him. But Jim's chance of being here just nil. He's not going to duck out of the civil rights bill for 3 weeks, 2 weeks, and then come showing up here in the morning. Maybe if we could reach him, but I can't get him. But my tabulation at this point is that, yes, there would be 12 probably. No, 10. Six maybes, if certain things. If you get to a vote, I think that Springer and Younger, Devine and Broyhill would probably go for it. They'd like to embarrass you, or, you know, the administration, because of the guidelines and that fact that you wouldn't recommend it. I just don't know about these other three over here because I haven't seen them. But you're on kind of thin ice as far as getting a bill out tomorrow, mainly because we've got Curtin that starts again in the morning at 9. Now, they're going to drag him along for another hour or two. They'll try. And then they'll say, we're going to executive session, because Harley called me this afternoon. I talked to him before I left the floor. And he said, well, we'll probably discuss this thing from 9 until we'll get through by 11, and then we'll have executive session. Well, now, that means you, in 1 hour's time, you're going to be faced with the proposition of getting a bill out. If Steger would do it, he could say, we're going to vote at 12:05. But he won't do it. And for us to get these other six or these other questionable and say we're going to cut off the bait, with Bean Dingle and Moss and Hewitt and everybody just shouting, it's going to be a thin proposition. Now, I talked to Paul Rogers, and Paul, I think, is willing to try to make the motion to handle it. Paul is from Florida. He's directly affected. He's Eastern going down there. He's strong for it. He's a lawyer, and he's smart, and he's got some seniority. So I think he'd be the one to kind of make the motion and let some of us help him.
That's
he
right.
Said that he would do it. So, but unless these airline boards know something I don't know, I think they're...
Well, what you do is give that to Craig Rupp, locate him, and make him...
I'm trying my best. I finally got Jim Bass, and I'm trying to get him to run him down. And I give him this thing, but... I think you could get a bill out of there if you give them another 1 or 2 days, but then you're over the weekend, you see.
Yeah, that's damn trouble.
Well, anyway, I'm just trying to give you what
yeah.
I think is.
Well, I think it's a wonderful job you've done. I just think that if we possibly can, we ought to try to get it out. I had Meany in. He's going to try to get some kind of agreement. And so I'm working every corner.
I told Steger today. He said, no, he wasn't going to let anybody else in. I said, well, I don't care. I said, you know, you might let... Whoever it is, the spokesman for organized labor, you might let them come up and tell one of the staff members, well, who? There is no such person. I said, well, I don't know who it is. It might be me. It might be one man. You could let one person, but outside that, I sure wouldn't let anybody else. Well, Steger thought maybe I ought not let anybody in.
Well, that's all right. Meany, I thought would be madder about it than he is, but he's not. He's going to have a press conference to give his position tomorrow.
Well, I've sold some of these members this afternoon. If you don't take action tomorrow, the chances are you might not take it Thursday. You're going to try to sneak out of here. And all you're doing is let 1 week of these labor boys build a fire under you that's going to be so damn hot you can't do anything about it. And you better get this thing out of there. And that's the truth.
That's right. Are you getting any pressure from labor?
Oh, this afternoon, I'm beginning to get some wires in now for the first time. Wires and calls from labor boys in Austin. And I'll expect them to do it.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you a lot. Call Craig, tell him that.
Yes.
And keep me informed tomorrow.
All right.
But don't get caught as being the manager of it.
No, I've asked around to get this information. I had to go and do it, but now I'm sensing that the Republicans about to decide, well, maybe I'm up to something because somebody asked me. And I have to say, no, I've just got my stomach full. I told them, I just said, this is just an individual matter. I said, I don't care. I just think we ought to do something. Don't get worse on you and me both.
That's right. Be careful then from here on out.
All right.
Okay.
All right.